What is up, everybody? This is the Kento Speaks podcast, and I'm your host, Kento, and this is episode 10. Yes, folks, episode 10. And the theme for this episode is basically a recap and my thoughts on the Super Mario Bros. 30th Anniversary Direct. Yes, we can finally put the rumors and the speculations to rest. It's finally here, folks. We got a Nintendo Direct. A special Nintendo Direct. This is Mario theme to commemorate the 35th anniversary of Mario. So this is really a celebration, and it will continue all the way over till next year. So yeah, let's get into it. But before I do that, like always, whatever you guys are doing right now, working, studying, relaxing, keep listening. You guys are part of the reason why I keep doing this. And also, please like, subscribe, and share this episode. So let's get into it. So first off, I would like to start off by speaking about the beginning of the Direct. So they start off by showing a Game & Watch device. Now, Game & Watch has been around for a really long time. And it originally, the first one was originally released back in 1980, and it sold about 43 million, like all of the different Game & Watch, the series of them, 43 million. So it was a hit back in the day. It was a real hit. And now it's coming back, and this one is Mario themed, and it's very cool. It's really, really cool. So as you know, this has been, so basically what it says here is that this new collectible device is inspired by the original Game & Watch system, which first was released back in 1980. The original handheld also include a watch, which, you know, a watch is used to tell the time. And this one will have an updated D-pad, because with this Game & Watch, you can play Super Mario Bros. And Super Mario Bros. 2, and also basically a version of Ball, which is Mario themed. So that's awesome. And it will have updated control pad, so you can be able to use, so you can be able to play Super Mario Bros. On it. And it's really awesome, and it's going to be priced at $50, and it will be on sale in November, on November 13th. So be on the lookout for that, because I really want to get one myself. I'm really interested in this, and I just want one. It has like a fully colored display. Really awesome. I wish you guys could see it. It's really nice. And yeah, I just want one. I'm really excited for that device. So yeah. And then after that, they basically showed off new Super Mario 3D World, which this rumor was going around from since the start of the year. We was hearing about this, and now it's finally shown off, and it has a twist. So yes, new, basically this is Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury. So yes, this multiplayer mayhem pounces its way onto Nintendo Switch. This enhanced Super Mario 3D World, which originally launched on the Wii U system, features co-op gameplay both online and through local multiplayer in various creative levels. It has a variety of them. Additional details about the new things in this game will be offered to be revealed later. Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury launches on Nintendo Switch on February 12, 2021. So next year is when this game is going to come out, but I think maybe later on this year, if not early next year, we'll be finding out more, especially about that Bowser's Fury part, because I really want to know what is that expansion is, but it might be harder levels or something. Who knows? But it sounds cool, and I'm glad that it's a way to justify the $60 price tag, which I know this game is gonna have, most likely. It's a Nintendo IP game, so yes, it will have that $60 price tag. Moving on, after that, they also stated that they'll have new amiibo figures, Cat Mario and Cat Peach, will be releasing alongside with the game, so that's awesome. After that, they showed off Super Mario Bros. 35, which this thing is giving me Tetris 99 vibes. If you don't know what Tetris 99 is, it's basically a Tetris Battle Royale game. And with this, it's basically a Mario Battle Royale game. So yes, welcome to Super Mario Bros. With 35 players. So you plus 34 other players can basically battle it out in this online battle game, which you compete to be the last Mario standing or running, whichever one you decide to do. You just gotta be the only one in the end. So yes, you basically defeat enemies, and by you defeating enemies, you send them over to other people who are playing with you courses. So the more you defeat, the more these enemies go onto your enemies. The more these enemies go over to the other player's side, and they'll have to then contend with them. So basically, you defeating the enemies on your game makes it worse for your competitors. And it looks cool and looks really awesome. And actually, it will be free as a digital-only exclusive for the Nintendo Switch Online members. So you guys will be able to check this out. And it will be available October 1st. So next month, October the 1st, you'll be able to try it out. I definitely am going to try out this game, but I have to do a disclaimer. This game will be playable until the 31st of March 2021. So that's very strange. So just be aware of that. I really want to find out more information that, like, why it's like a limited time thing. Maybe they're gonna do like some form of retail version, who knows, because they did that for Tetris 99. They did a retail version for that, so who knows. After that, they showed off a game called Mario Kart Live Home Circuit, which is basically Mario Kart meets AR with a twist. So basically this vision is basically a partnership with Valiant Studios. So Mario Kart Live Home Circuit brings the fun of the Mario Kart series into the real world by using the Nintendo Switch or Nintendo Switch Lite, which allows players to race against opponents using a physical kart with a built-in camera in it. So it basically, like, you have to map out a room area, and you create a track, and you can see what's going on your Nintendo Switch, and you can actually interact with what's going on your Switch, which what's happening to the physical cat. So yeah, the physical cat responds to boosts in game and the real world, and it stops when it's hit with an item and can be affected by in different ways depending on the race. Players place gates and custom courses layouts in their home or whatever area you want to put it. Once it has adequate lighting, it's up to your imagination. And in the video, they had kids playing it, so it's really catering to the kids or people who are young at heart. It looks really awesome. Just be wary that the retail price for this thing is $99 per cat, which comes with the game and the cat itself. So yeah, and it will be available October 16th this year. And there will also be a Luigi set, so just for two people can play. So there's a Mario set and there's also a Luigi set. After that, they showed off some Super Mario events, which will be carrying on from now until March 2021. I'll just go over them. So there were many events marked out the 35th anniversary of Super Mario, and this celebration even continued to the Nintendo Switch Online or NintendoSwitch.com, where they'll be giving out, basically, you'll be, if you do various missions, which there are certain missions you have to complete, you can get 30th anniversary pins. These pins are available while supplies last. The promotion will last until March 31st of 2021. And if you want to learn more, you can check out the official website, which you can pretty much go on Nintendo.com or Super Mario Bros. 30th anniversary. You can just Google that and you will be able to find all this information. But I'll just be giving you the pointers going forward. Also, on September 8th, from 11 p.m. to September 22nd, 11 p.m., Mario Kart Tour will be having our Super Mario Kart Tour event with special appearances from Mario from the Super NES and also Donkey Kong Jr. from the Super NES for the original Super Mario Kart game. They'll be in the game. Also, at the Nintendo New York, they'll have historical Super Mario items and 35th anniversary theme merchandise at the store. And you can find out more about this on the store at store.nintendo.com. and this will be going on during the month of November. Also, a 30th anniversary theme Ninja Speedrun is coming first to Super Mario Maker 2, and that will be in November, so you guys can check that out. I repeat, a 30th anniversary Ninja Speedrun course for Super Mario Maker 2. And after that, they also showed off that later this year, Super Mario Bros. Will be having a theme Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Challenge Cup. And in this, you have to use Super Mario series fighters and stages and items. So that's cool if you're into Smash Bros. Still, which a lot of people still play Smash Bros. So you guys can definitely check that out in that game. And for my Splatoon boys and girls, which I play constantly a lot, I'm a Splatoon freak, I'm not gonna hide it. There'll be a Super Mario themed Splatfest coming to Splatoon 2 in January 2021, and there'll be keychains will be available as a My Nintendo reward closer to the Splatfest when it comes out. And the upcoming Splatfest will ask the important question, which Super Mario power-up do you guys prefer? Supersize with a super mushroom or become invisible with a superstar? So yes, you guys are going to be able to battle it out in the new Splatfest coming out next year in January. So I'm going to be taking part in that. So definitely you guys are going to see me there. And you guys can add me if you want. Claire Kento. So yeah, in addition to that, there will be physical Flash Splatfest t-shirts, which will be available to purchase online, which is really cool. I'm going to see if I can get one myself. And for my Animal Crossing fans, in March of next year, there will be a Super Mario themed furniture, which will be available for Animal Crossing. So you guys can be able to take a look at and be able to get Super Mario themed furniture for Animal Crossing. And Super Mario products, in addition to events, many different Super Mario themed products will be hitting store shelves this year. I'm just going to be going down some, which, okay, we're going to start off with the Puma RS Dreamer Super Mario 64 baseball shoes. They look really cool, and you can get these on the Puma website, also on Foot Locker, and I think one or two other stores. And it will be available from tomorrow, September the 4th. Monopoly Super Mario Celebration, you guys can check that out. That's a Super Mario themed Monopoly game. And Jenga Super Mario themed set. The Super Mario themed Monopoly and the Jenga is from Hasbro. And it's a Me Mario action figure from Janks Pacific. Also, Black Mink Clothing will have a themed clothing line of Super Mario Bros. So you can check that out at blackminkclothing.com. Lego Nintendo Entertainment System, which is now available exclusive to lego.com right now. And Lego Super Mario set, which is also available right now worldwide. You can find that also on Amazon. I think it might be available still. And also, they also showed off Super Mario All-Stars game, which this is basically a super classic Super NES game, which includes upgraded versions of Super Mario Bros., Super Mario Bros. 2 Lost Levels, Super Mario Bros. 2 American version, and Super Mario Bros. 3. This will have enhanced 16-bit graphics, joining the catalog of games on the Nintendo Switch Online available right now. This is different from the other games which are already on the service, which is Super Mario Bros., Super Mario Bros. 2, and the original Super Mario Bros. They actually upgraded the sound and the graphics on this ROM. So you guys can definitely check it out right now. And I'll basically talk a little bit more about that later at the end. So yeah. And then they end it off with a banger. Yes, folks. One of the major rumors was, basically, we were expected to get a Super Mario 3D All-Star Collection, and they showed it off. So yes, we're getting Super Mario Bros. 3D All-Star Collection. So let me explain this. So they ended off by showing off Super Mario 64. So, and then they showed off Super Mario Sunshine, and then they showed off Super Mario Galaxy. So that was awesome. So basically, these are optimized versions of the 3D Super Mario game, Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, and Super Mario Galaxy, coming together in one Switch package. And you guys are going to be able to get this physically too. In addition to having higher resolution than the original versions, the games have been optimized with both smoother gameplay experience on Nintendo Switch. Super Mario 3D World is a separate game, but as we're going to talk more about this collection. So the Super Mario 3D All-Star will include in-game music player, where you guys are going to be able to play songs from all three games, and it's a lot of songs. I think it's over 170 something songs which is going to be there, and you guys can actually even listen to them while the Switch is in standby. So that's awesome. And he also said that there will be a limited production of the Super Mario 3D All-Star, which a limited production for physical, and also it's going to be limited digital, which is very strange. So I don't know what's up with that, but I probably have like a hint or an idea of what Nintendo is probably going to do with this. So yeah, it's going to be hitting the Nintendo Switch family of systems on September 18th, which is just pretty much in probably like two weeks or so from now. So yeah, and it will be available until approximately March the 31st, 2021. So you have until the 18th, or you can pre-order right now, but you have until the 18th till March the 31st, 2021 to buy this collection. So yeah, I can already tell that scalpers are foaming from the mouth, because once they hear the word limited, they go crazy. So if you guys want this, you better get it physically as a collector's piece, because I know, and pretty much I think you guys should just buy it and probably don't open it. Just buy it physically, put it on a shelf, look at it, and get it digitally. Yes, I'm not really one to double dip, but for this, I think you guys should. So yeah, that's really awesome. And so that's how they closed off the Direct, which is just wow. I have to say, this is really, really, really was an awesome Direct. And I think we needed this Direct because people were getting very doubtful of Nintendo. And I'm glad we can finally put those loudmouths to rest, and people who are feeling doom and gloom and saying that Nintendo is doomed for 2020. Look, the coronavirus was a thing. The pandemic was a thing. It still is a thing, and it's affecting everything in every sector of the world, and is also affecting the gaming industry, as I stated in a previous episode. And you know, all the game companies, especially the big three, they're doing what they can to push through during this global thing. And you know, this is just Nintendo way of doing it, you know. And one thing I noticed with each Direct, they always put out a disclaimer that some of these dates and stuff can change, and this is all it is due to the global pandemic and what's not. So you know, I mean, it is what it is, but they're doing what they can, and I'm happy for this. You know, it really was a good Direct, and it shows that even on YouTube that it has like a really high like to dislike ratio. It's like a lot of people are really feeling this Direct. I'm included. I'm definitely feeling it. I'm really happy about it. And yes, so in closing, I did enjoy it. I really like the stuff they showed off, and it's a good time to be a Mario lover. Sucks to not be a Mario lover, but even if you're not really a hardcore Mario lover, even a game that you play, you'll be getting some form of Mario in it, whether it's Animal Crossing, Splatoon, or just playing Mario Kart or platformers. There's something there for everyone to make you know that this is the year for Mario. So yeah, definitely I'm enjoying it, and I'm celebrating. I was just playing Super Mario All-Stars on the Super NES Nintendo Switch Online app, which basically that is the game choice pick for this episode. So you guys, if you have a Switch, please go check out that app and play that game. It's really good. It looks so much better. It sounds so much better. It runs nice. And yeah, it's a good pickup, and it's a lot of games in one. You guys can't go wrong with that, especially if you love platformers. Definitely a nice game to pick up. So yeah, there you guys have it. This has been episode 10, and I'm your host Kento. And yeah, I'd like to again thank you all for listening, and please look forward to the next episode coming up soon. Until then, later, and peace.